Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, meanwhile, in China, where the pandemic began, the manufacturing sector appears to be rebounding as authorities allow some factories to reopen. That's according to a survey released by the government. Joining us now is NPR's Emily Feng, who's in Beijing. And Emily, we know that China delayed reporting the coronavirus outbreak when it started late last year. Can we trust this report that there are signs the economy is recovering?
We can, and the numbers actually aren't too rosy. The numbers today from that index showed that China's economy is just above contracting, so it's basically the same as it was a year ago. And that's not because China's economy has returned to levels before the coronavirus pandemic, but simply people are going back to work now. So we've seen a sharp rebound, but that's simply because there was zero economic activity last month.
And when you say people are going back to work now, when you walk out into the streets in Beijing, does it look like normal? Are people going back to work?
It is almost back to normal. Some office spaces are still mandating that only 50% of employees return to the office at any given time, but traffic has returned. Many restaurants have reopened. There is more foot traffic. China is slowly coming back to life.
And what about in Wuhan, where this all started? What do we know about the situation in Hubei province?
They have slowly started to restart some businesses. They've restarted some public transportation. And next week, they're going to lift quarantine measures and let people leave the city. But there is some confusion about the extent to which life can restart in Wuhan. Some shops opened today, only to close a few hours later by overzealous officials. For almost a week now, Wuhan has reported zero new cases of the coronavirus. So officials are really, really intent on keeping that number at zero every single day. That means despite orders from above to restart business, on the ground, local officials are very wary of doing so in case that leads to new infections. And so there's been a lack of clarity of what to do.
Emily, every time I talk to you, I feel like we're looking into our future because China is at least a couple of months ahead of the United States in dealing with the coronavirus. On the other side of this, has China or will China change in fundamental ways because of what happened?
It's a little too early to say, but a couple of things that I think are notable given the worst of the outbreak in China has passed. The first is people here are even more willing than before to accept surveillance technology that monitors where they go, where they shop, their personal travel history in the name of public health. That kind of monitoring infrastructure that was set up to battle an epidemic will likely stay long after the epidemic is over. And the second is this renewed confidence in China's ability, not just as a global political leader, but as a global health provider. People in China very much see themselves at the forefront of combating this new coronavirus. And it doesn't help that a good half of the people I talk to here firmly believe the coronavirus began in the U.S. and was spread to China through the U.S. military, which is an unfounded conspiracy theory with no evidence at all. But we're seeing a divergence of narratives about how the virus began and how it was managed.
That is NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.